From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. John Kerry tries to smooth things out in Afghanistan. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani Saturday committed to pushing reforms after his picks for Attorney General and Interior Ministry won long-sought cabinet confirmation, all while U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry pleaded with the government's power-sharing leaders to bury their factional divisions for the good of the country. However, Ghani could not cite progress toward ending a bitter feud with Afghanistan's chief executive, Abdullah Abdullah, that has hobbled the Kabul government for 18 months. The unwieldy arrangement, which Kerry helped to forge, has left interim ministers in critical positions while the U.S. ally struggles to confront lawlessness, corruption, and the Taliban's resilient and perhaps expanding insurgency. Ghani, at a news conference, hailed the cabinet votes in parliament as a turning point. Progress on that front assures us there will be fundamental comprehensive reform, said Ghani through an interpreter. Meanwhile, Kerry backed him up and stressed the need for a unified approach between the competing Ghani and Abdullah camps, hardened still even 2 years after a contested presidential election. The Islamic State group has released most of the 300 cement workers it abducted near Damascus after questioning them to find out who were Muslims and killing for who were members of the minority Druze sect. That, according to a Syrian opposition monitoring group and a news agency linked to the extremist, reported Saturday. The reports come 2 days after IS abducted the cement workers and contractors from Al-Badia Cement Company in Dimir, just northeast of the capital, after a surprise attack on government forces. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said all those abducted had been released, except for 30 people.